And while the ACCC has a mandate to help consumers, from a business perspective, that could kill off the flow of investment towards companies that might be eventually eaten up by a bigger fish in the pond. John Peterson is the founding director of Best Practice, and he joins me on this Wednesday night on Money News. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
John, your business expertise is in the M&A space, particularly in small and medium business. How long and approximately how much does it cost to get a deal done?
Well, if you're talking typical SME, mums and dads, family office businesses, Scott, well, I think we're talking about somewhere between $50,000 up to a couple of $100,000 in terms of getting your business merger or sale ready. Now, that's, you know, it's not always that expensive, but there's substantial costs, I think, moving from an emotional balance sheet evaluation that mums and dads and business, small business owners place, an emotional value on their business rather than a market value on their business. So getting it, you know, valuation ready for the market so
yes,
they can get a proper yield for a merger or a sale is where the expense becomes a reality.
You know, do you think we could start to see capital flow out of smaller companies? Like, if it's harder for the big names to step up some of the smaller startups, do you think we could see an investment slump or potential for lower gains if you are a small business trying to potentially be a takeover target?
Yeah, I think this is a very daunting topic for, that $0 to $30 million turnover category. Very small businesses are our profile in the Australian market. Small business literally makes up over 65% of all employment in our economy.
Yes.
And can you imagine that all of a sudden that consolidators or large firms that are growing stop targeting the small acquisition, which opportunistically for an exit strategy, for a succession plan for a small business owner, is going to devalue their exit opportunity and compress their succession planning into much more finite outcomes. It's going to be very difficult if that's the case, because bigger companies are going to say, well, look, you know what, I'm going to focus on one or two major acquisitions a year. I won't look at the minor ones because the costs associated with them and the rigor is becoming too discouraging.
Yeah, and you didn't even mention the other issues you deal with at Best Practice, which is obviously divorce, retirement, as you touched on, succession, and of course death, where there can be a fire sale. Now, Jim Chalmers is saying this will mean less red tape and small business owners will be cheering. How true is this in your business?
Oh, look, it's probably a little frightening. If you think about corporate compliance for any financial services small business, for example, you know how significant that is today for mortgage brokers, financial planners and accountants and superannuation specialists. It's only getting insurance companies. It's getting much more difficult to actually make a buck if you run one of those businesses. Now, can you imagine that we actually had a wait list on a register of every possible merger in the micro to small business categories of, you know, 500K to 10 million turnover? And they have to sit there in queue for an evaluation. That's frightening.
Well, I tell you what, I don't think my Excel spreadsheet could manage that, and I don't think yours could either, John. John Peterson, founding director of Best Practice, thank you so much for your insight into this issue on Money News.
Thank you. You're welcome.